Hey, Lionesses. I hope you're having a fabulous, fabulous day. This is Coach Dawn. And, you know, I'm excited today. I'm excited for a few different reasons. One of them is that I am in the wonderful city of New Orleans. And it's just exciting to be out and about in a way. Sort of a business trip. Some business, some pleasure. I hope you're also enjoying your summer. But I am recording the call to you. I wanted to talk about how to ask for help. And it's an important topic, especially when you're talking to women. Because while women will help you, and I'm generalizing, but they will provide so much help. If you ask a woman for help, she'll be glad to help you. But if a woman needs to ask for help, oftentimes that's a different scenario. So it's interesting because we, you know, here at Lioness, we're always doing personal development, business growth development, just all sorts of development. And sometimes Natasha gets annoyed with me with all the reflection opportunities. But one of the tools that we use here is called the Enneagram. And the Enneagram is a wonderful personality profiler. And, you know, it's kind of like you could think of a Myers-Briggs or a DISC test, but the difference with this particular profiler is that it helps you get to the root of why you behave the way you do. So there's other profilers that they just describe how you are, how you behave, how you work with others. This one really gets to that root of the motivations behind your actions. And so it's a really powerful tool that we use. And actually, I am working on a webinar that will be coming up in the fall about Enneagram so we can start introducing it to our members because it's such a good tool for self-knowledge, self-growth, and working with others and reading others, which is a great skill, obviously, if you're selling anything in your business or if you're trying to have customers at all in your business. And so, but I bring it up because in the Enneagram, I'm a number two. And the number two is called the helper. And so the helper, when the helper is in balance, and that's another thing about the Enneagram, because it tells you what you look like when you're operating at your best self, what you look like in the middle ground, and what you look like under stress or duress. And so a two, when they're operating in their zone of genius, so to speak, and they're in a good place, is just, you know, a wonderful helper. They're self-aware. They can help people. But a two can go too far, and I was in that place for several years, where I was helping people to my own detriment. You know, I was shirking my own needs and responsibilities just to be there for everybody. And it really made me feel great that any person you talk to would say, oh, I needed something and Dawn was there for me. I bring up that story because there was, at one point, Natasha and I, you know, Lioness is still a startup, and at some point we were going to Boston for business. And so we thought, okay, it would be a better use of our funds if we try to save money and ask to stay with people that we know out in the Boston area. And so we both knew some people out there, and we were reaching out to them to say, hey, can we stay with you for a night or two? And I have to tell you, asking for help, I was near tears. I had to really give myself a pep talk. I almost cried at the thought of calling and asking someone to help us and let us stay overnight. And when you think about it, it's kind of silly. You know, when I really thought about that, I'm like, it's a little ridiculous that you can't ask for help. And we did. I asked a friend, a former coworker at a previous position, and she was happy to have us. And not only was she happy to have us, she was happy to host us. And they treated us like princesses the whole time we were there. It was one of the best lodging experiences that I ever had. And it was her pleasure to do it. And she was so happy that I had asked her specifically. And so the moral of that story is, you know what, not only did I ask for help and I didn't die, I asked for help and it was a very rewarding experience for me and the person who I gave the opportunity to help me. And sometimes people are just very excited about the opportunity to help you to be a part of your story and to be a part of your journey. And so I wanted to point out a couple of things. One of the things is that if you are like me and like many other people, And you have trouble asking for help. You don't want to appear vulnerable. You don't want to seem like you don't have it all together. There's a couple of things that are happening when you're not asking for help. One of them is that it's holding you back. Not asking for help is holding you in, it's holding you back, and it's holding your business back. Because the fact of the matter is that you don't have everything that you need right now in order to get where you're trying to go. And if you are trying to do everything yourself, and you're trying to keep the fact that you don't have it all together to yourself, it's very hard to move forward that way. It's very difficult. And think about how much longer it'll take you to get where you're going. The fact of the matter is, if you, hopefully you are a person that studies profiles of successful people, reads their stories, try to understand. I mean, if you're a Lioness member, obviously you do, because we have a lot of stories like that on our website, lionessmagazine.com. When you read those stories, you understand that no one becomes successful alone. It is literally impossible to do. You need help, whether that's a team of people, a coach or a mentor, a random person that you had a conversation with that turned out to have an excellent resource. You need help. And so the second thing I wanted to point out in this area is that you don't know everything, and that's really okay. You know, we spend so much time trying to present a certain face to the world. And one of the most liberating things that I have ever done has been to release myself from having to know everything. It feels amazing for someone to ask me something. I say, hey, I don't know. Now, even yesterday, I was speaking at an accelerator program to some collegiate accelerator members, and someone there asked me, hey, can you talk about top-down marketing strategies? And I wasn't there to talk about that. I was there to talk about something else. And so it was off topic, but an older version of me would have actually flood through some answer about top-down marketing strategies. The fact is that I wasn't prepared to talk about that. And you know what I said was, no, I can't talk about that. But this is what I can talk about. And I talked about the things that I was there to talk about, the things that I had prepared, and it was a great session. And I didn't feel any kind of way about it. And so just liberate yourself and say, hey, you know what, I don't know everything I need to know. There are going to be some blind spots that I have that I need some trusted people to show me. You point out to me, and there are going to be there because I don't know anything. You know, because I don't know everything, I'm going to have some wonderful opportunities to connect with people who can help me in these areas where I have some gaps. So I wanted to give you a few tips on how to ask for help. It's just a process. I love processes. So that's another kind of running thing at the Lioness office, because I feel like we need a process for everything. And it's good to have a process. But here are some tips on a process for how to ask for help. So one of the things is get clear about what it is that you need. You know, do a quick assessment. And this is something, as a member, you've probably been getting emails from me where we talk about our upcoming coaching group. It's called Your 10-Week Breakthrough. And that group is going to be really powerful for a few different reasons. But one of the things we do in that is we spend some time on this topic that I'm talking about today, identifying the things that you need in people that can help you with them, and also moving past some of the blocks we have around asking for help. So if you were kind of thinking about participating in that group and you find that this, what I'm talking about today, is something that you struggle with, I would recommend, if you haven't already set up your strategy session, your free strategy session, to go ahead and do that. So you can talk with Coach Devana a little bit and decide if that group is really the right thing for you. But anyway, get clear about what you need. Just do a quick assessment about what are the things that I'm lacking. If you're a solopreneur, that list is probably long, because you need some sort of team, you need help. And if you're a solopreneur, whatever your business is, you're probably an expert in delivering that service or that product. But there may be some things with operations or with marketing or sales or human resources or legal issues or accounting or some other area of the business where you need some help. And so just do a quick, you know, take a pen and paper or, you know, do, and I'm kind of old school with that, but, you know, do it on your phone or on your computer and just make a quick list of, you know, what is it that I need and what's the most of that list, what are the most important things that I need right now? Once you do that, just start, spend a little time to think about who you know. Who do you know currently that works in that area, has some expertise in that area, or may know someone that can help you? And so, you know, make a list of a few people that you can reach out to. And so here's going to be the part that could cause some anxiety. I know it would cause a little anxiety for me, but the next step is that you want to reach out to these people. And so understand that there has not been a person in the history of me doing business that I've asked for help that has not been happy to at least sit down and talk with me. People get a bad rap. I think sometimes if you watch a lot of TV or you watch the news and you get an idea about people, but entrepreneurs, especially in business people, they are a kind and generous audience. You know what I'm saying? I think we have this image of the cutthroat business person, and those people exist, but most people are happy to help, and they feel honored and appreciated that you even thought of them to as a resource. And so shift your thinking around that. Think, hey, you know, I'm giving this person an opportunity to help me, and they may really appreciate that. But call, and one tip that I have, if you, and I want you to call and chat on the phone, but if you want to call and invite the person out to coffee or invite the person out to lunch, that's great. If you are going to ask for a favor, you should pay for the lunch or you should pay for the coffee. So that is the etiquette that I grew up in, under in when I used to do sales, and I think it's just a good rule of thumb. Or even if you're just meeting with that person to pick their brain, you know, go ahead and treat them to coffee and treat them to lunch as a thank you for their time. But one thing that people do that's unnecessary, so if it's someone you haven't talked to in a while, don't act like you're calling to catch up, you know? It's like, oh, I just wanted to see how you're doing, because that's not it. Just be direct and get to the point about why you're calling. People appreciate it, and so just call and say, hey, you know, I know we haven't spoken in a while, but, you know, I'd love to get together. I want to talk to you about what I'm working on or whatever it is that your ask is. But I just want to just encourage you to just be direct in that ask. I have had people call me that I haven't spoken to in a while, and they go through the small talk or they're trying to catch up, and I literally am rolling my eyes on the other side of the phone because I'm thinking, what do you want? And so just, if you can, eliminate that part of the conversation and you know, kind of be direct about why it is that you're calling. The next tip I wanted to give you is connect with the entrepreneur network in your city. So if you have an accelerator program, maker spaces, entrepreneur networking opportunities, get out and get involved. You know, if there's investor office hours, anything like that, get out and start meeting people and talk openly about what it is that you're doing and what it is that you need. You know, you've identified your top needs and you've identified the priorities, and maybe there's that one thing that's really crucial that you need right now, whether it's an accountant or help with your website or whatever it is. Make sure you mention that to people and mention it freely. A lot of times, you know, we don't want to ask for help because we either feel vulnerable, or sometimes we think if you disclose too much, someone's going to steal your idea. Listen, someone told me a long time ago, and it was the best advice I ever heard, people don't have time to steal your ideas. You know, most people are lazy. They're not going to implement stealing your idea. And then Natasha and I were just talking a few moments ago, and she said, hey, if someone, you know, steals your idea, you have a lawsuit. If they truly steal your idea. But the chances are that's not going to happen. So be honest and be open about what it is that you're doing, what it is that you need. And just a quick example about that, Natasha and I were in an accelerator program ourselves, and at that time we were having big issues with our website, the RSS feed on the website, and there were some strange issues in the web. People we were working with were less than helpful on the situation. And so we ran into a group of people, and I said, hey, you know, I was telling him about this problem, and we don't know how to fix it, and we need help. And it just so happens that one of the men in that group, he's like an expert in this exact issue, RSS, and he was happy to help. And he looked at that issue for us in some detail on his own time and got back to us with like a step-by-step instructions on how to fix it that we were able to send to our web people and get it taken care of. And so had I not been willing to ask for help or just mention that we needed help, that wouldn't have happened. And it definitely wouldn't have happened for free. And it definitely wouldn't have happened so quickly. And so there's so much power in just being honest, authentic, and just, you know, letting people know what it is that you're looking for. And then the third point that I wanted to talk about on the call today is think about investing in your personal development. So when we talk about asking for help or the inability to ask for help, if you can't ask for help or there are people who can't apologize or you have, you know, that's an indicator that it's time for some personal growth. And I cannot express, you know, enough that if you really want to be successful in business, it's not enough to just grow your business and learn about your business and learn the things you need to run that business. You have to grow yourself because there is a cap on your potential, and that cap is your own personal development. And so another type of help that people get is, you know, paid help, where you can either hire a coach or get a mentor. And if you're fortunate enough to find a mentor, a free mentor, you know, someone that's willing to work with you, I definitely would look into that. But there are many paid mentorship programs as well. And I think if you identify people that would be potentially good for you in that area as a coach or as a mentor, to just reach out to them and see if they're willing to gift you those services. But be prepared to make that investment. There is not a successful person around who has not had a coach or a mentor. And so that's one of the reasons why we offer coaching here at Lioness, and it's one of the reasons we offer you the free strategy session. It doesn't sound like a lot, but in those 30-minute sessions, I've worked with clients, and I've had people get very clear in 30 minutes or have a minor breakthrough in just a 30-minute talk. So if 30 minutes can do something like that, think about what an ongoing coaching relationship could do. And so, you know, again, we do have your 10-week breakthrough coaching group coming up, and that is just a really affordable program. And you get 10 weeks with you, nine other people, and an expert coach, Coach Devana, to be helping you work through some of these issues and to help you get clear, focused, and actually really to hold you very accountable, to walk alongside you and to push you towards your goals and to help you reach your goals faster than you could do it on your own. And so that kind of goes back to the point I was making a little bit earlier, that you could try it alone, but you go further and you actually reach your destination when you have help. And so take some time, think about what that help looks like for you. And I have been harping on this since September, and I probably will harp on it for the rest of my life. But after you do this thinking that I talked about, this reflecting, and you make these lists, take action. Because if you don't take action, then what was the point anyway? And so if you find yourself in a spot where you are having trouble taking action, please go ahead and schedule your free 30-minute strategy session. And if you have already had your strategy session and you're listening to this and you think you need more help, please reach out to us. And we will try to see what we can do to help get you activated, jump started, and moving towards your goal. So that's my talk for today. Ask for help. It will not kill you. We promise. And I'm going to send out an email later on today with some information about the coaching group and just the link again for you to book your strategy session if you haven't already done that. And have a great day and rock the day.